Thanks, Rob. Well, the main story in sport today is, of course, the news that the Czech Republic have been beaten in the final of the Davis Cup by defending champion Spain. The Czechs last won the competition in 1980, when they were still part of Czechoslovakia, and there was great anticipation ahead of the final in Barcelona. And things started brightly on Friday, when Tomáš Berdych performed well against Rafael Nadal in the first set of the opening singles rubber. However, the Spanish star took that set, and it was pretty much all downhill from there from the Czech perspective. Radek Štěpánek went two sets up against David Ferrer before losing in five sets. That result left the Czechs with a mountain to climb in the best-of-five series, and whatever hope remained was extinguished on Saturday when Feliciano López and Fernando Verdasco beat Berdych and Štěpánek in straight sets, giving the Spaniards an unassailable lead. On Sunday, Czech coach Jaroslav Navratil fielded Jan Hajek and Lukáš Dlouhý in place of his top two players. Both were defeated, meaning the final ended 5-love to Spain. Radek Štěpánek was gracious in defeat.
The Spanish simply deserved to win. They were better. And all we can do is take our hats off to how they performed and congratulate them. Next year we will try to repeat what we achieved in getting to the final and take that extra step. Of course, we wanted to do more this time, but that happens.
Radek Štěpánek. In a moment we'll have a longer interview with his teammate Tomáš Berdych. But first, some news of other sport, and the Czech footballer Tomáš Rosický must feel cursed sometimes. After being out for over a year with a serious knee injury, the Arsenal midfielder, who's 29, now finds himself once again consigned to the stands after picking up a groin strain in the first half of the Gunners' 2-0 win over Stoke on Saturday. Speaking after the game, Arsenal manager Arsène Wenger said Rosický was devastated, and so was he. Moving on to ice hockey, and Plzeň have moved to the top of the Czech Extraliga after beating Mladá Boleslav 4-3 on Sunday. The West Bohemian side are now 2 points ahead of both Vítkov and Zlín, with the former in second place on goal difference. In other ice hockey news, coach Vladimír Růžička has just announced the Czech squad for Moscow's Channel 1 Cup. The Czechs' last competition before the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Included in the squad is Jaromír Jágr. That's all the sports news we have for you today, but